这个相簿里面有我们这一六年来一起做的活动，还有还有信徒们的照片。
And all the members, there is a, you know, there is a simple note and then the signature within there too.
那信徒们还甚至在相簿里面签名，写小写一些小卡片。
Now, I have two of them, and then I really cherish these two picture albums.
那我收到了两本相簿，也非常珍惜这两本相簿。
It's beyond the material value. This is the most treasures for me.
那这些相簿的价值超乎它的金钱上的价值。
Once we have a gift, this is most valuable than beyond our materials, but it's more like within a soul and within the most precious one in our life.
所以我们生命中收到最宝贵的礼物，通常都是超过它实际上的金钱价值。
Now, if you look at the story about Moses, when he came back and then to his people to lead them out of the Egypt.
我们回想摩西是怎样把他的百姓带离出埃及。
And then they crossed the Red Sea.
那从埃及出来之后，他们经过了红海。
It was a great instance happened for him and his people.
那这件事情对他和百姓来说是很重要的一件事情。
And then God invited Moses later in the wilderness, calling him to the mountain top.
之后在旷野中，神把摩西叫到山顶上。
And let him to dwell with God for 40 days, and then he received the Ten Commandments.
那他与神相处40天之后，得到了十诫。
I think that instance for Moses, the most precious one he received from God. Most precious gift he received from God.
我想摩西，这是摩西从神得来最宝贵的一项礼物。
I think he wrote all the Moses five books. Most of them he wrote it. He write that he once he when he received all these inspiration and the story and all the laws he received from the mountains.
那他之所以可以写出摩西五经，也是因为他在山上得到神的启示。
I'm sure because throughout the 40 years he led his people, before crossed the Jordan River, he remembered all these words what he received from God.
那所以在旷野的四十年中，在过约旦河之前，他都牢记住神给他的话。
I think you and I in the 21st century, we think about what is the most precious gift.
那在二十一世纪中，什么是最宝贵的礼物呢？
Especially from God is the Word of God.
从神而来的礼物就是神的话。
Please turn to 2 Timothy chapter 3.
我们请翻开提摩太后书第三章。
Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 14 to 17.
提摩太后书第三章第十四到十七节。
Second Timothy chapter 3 verse from 14 to 17.
提摩太后书第三章第十四到十七节。
May you, however, continue in the things you have learned and become convinced of, knowing from whom you have learned them, and that from childhood you have known the sacred writings, which are able to give you the wisdom that leads to salvation, and through faith, which is in Christ Jesus. 16. All scriptures is inspired by God and are profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training in righteousness. 17. That the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work. The Apostle Paul gave this word to the Timothy.
使徒保罗写这封信给提摩太。
He reminding, encouraging that to remember and also learn, continue about what he learned from this book.
那他要勉励提摩太要继续 继续查考圣经。
And it, verse 14 says, you, however, continue in the things you have learned and become convinced of, knowing from whom you have learned them.
第十四节说，但你所学习的、所确信的，要存在心里，因为你知道是跟谁学的。
We know that because Second Timothy 1, Paul mentioned about the sincere faith coming from his grandmas and Grandma Lois and his mother Eunice.
所以在提摩太后书第一章，保罗有提到提摩太的信心是从他的祖母还有母亲学习的。
Then we find out that their grandmas, his grandma and mother, educated him through the Word of God.
那我们也看到他的外祖母还有他的母亲在神的话里教导提摩太。
So he was convinced of the scriptures, the Bible is the most precious one.In his life.
所以他相信圣经是他生命中最宝贵的东西。
Compared to, you know, the Old Testament and the New Testament time now, the life as a believers, what is the most precious one is the Old Testament time, they didn't have any personally kept this Bible in their home.
那在旧约圣经里，信主的人没有圣经在家里。
And only just scriptures, you know, scrolled, a few of them, just only have in the temple of God.
只有少数的人能够接触在牛皮纸上写下来的神的话。
Even though later the scribe continued to copy the word of God, but it has a limited edition. So we know because by hands they have to write everything copies.
那虽然后来有人有抄写神的话，但是这个数量很有限。
So the number of the scriptures is very limited. Normal people cannot access the Bible.
所以一般人是没有办法阅读圣经。
But since this Bible eventually later translated.
但是后来圣经被翻译成各种的语言。
Even like you know, 17th century, 18th century.It is impossible to people having this Bible personally, actually.
就算这样，十七世纪、十八世纪的时候，很少人能够亲自阅读圣经。
During the time of you know Catholic times, only the priest can access the read Bible.
那在罗马天主教的时代，只有圣职人员能够阅读圣经。
Because we know that this is routine, and in the Greek, those who learned how to read, how to understand, can access the scriptures.
只有会阅读拉丁文还有希腊文的人才可以阅读圣经。
But finally, 1804, the England they translate this one to the English.
那是在1804年的时候，圣经被翻译成英文。
And more and more, the knowledge, the technology is advanced, so they can copy and they can print it out publicly.
那因为科技的进步，所以圣经才有办法很快速的被翻印。
So now we can have all this Bible. Everybody have a Bible nowadays.
所以今天每一个人都可以拥有一本圣
经。Not only the Christian, but non-Christian also they might have a Bible too in their bookshelves.
连非基督徒 都可能有一本圣经在他们的书架上。
Because we understand the 140 over languages is translated now.
那圣经也翻译成140多种语言。
But it doesn't mean that everybody can access this Bible also.
但是这不代表说每一个人都有机会了解圣经。
Because one time I visited Zambia that at that time it was the first time.During the seminar, some of them have a Bible, some of them didn't have a Bible.
那有一次我去非洲的 Zambia 这个国家，那在会众中，有些人有圣经，有些没有。
But some of them, because they never learned their own languages, they cannot read, so they cannot access the Bible.
那有些人因为不识字，所以也没有办法阅读圣经。
Because one thing, because we have a seminar with all the you know the town the ladies.
那有一次我为那个村庄那那个村庄的女士们举办一场讲习会。
Out of naive, you know, the feelings, you don't have a Bible? I just ask them.
所以我就问这些女士，你们有没有圣经？
Good. They say they look at me. You know, just so maybe they're not interested about the scriptures. I thought.
那他们只是看着我，那我以为他们对圣经没有兴趣。
Later, one of the lady told me.
那是后来有一位女士跟我说。
Because we cannot read.
这是因为我们不识字。
So I find out some of them cannot read even.
所以我发现有些人真的不识字。
So I bought some of the Bible, from the town and their own language is Bible.
所以我在那个村庄里买了当地语言的圣经。
Because our leader, the one of church leader, he this couple is educated.
因为在那个地方带领教会的夫妇，他们是有受过教育。
So I asked them, I told her to pay you, then you can buy the, you know, the blackboard, and then buy the number of the Bible, and then you can teach them your town people the how to read the, you know, the this word.
所以我跟这些负责人说。让我来出钱，请你们买一个黑板，还有一些圣经，教导这些人怎么读书。
So that they can access this Bible, so they can read, they can understand the Word of God.
所以他们才有办法亲自阅读圣经，了解神的话。
And because they cannot read.
因为这些人还不识字。
The one of the kind people, they don't have money, so they cannot buy the Bible.
那也有一些人因为没有钱，所以没有办法买圣经。
The one lady came from the one of the town. She came to attend this meeting.
那有另外一个村庄的妇人来到参加我们的讲习会。
She just keep on listening, but nothing she can open the Bible.
她只是一直听着，但是她没有圣经能够翻。
I asked her, "You're quite fervent seeking the Word of God. Then why you don't have a Bible?"
那我就问这位妇人，你好像很用心追求神的话，为什么没有圣经呢？
So she just next door told me that because I don't have money.
所以他就跟另外一位先生讲说，是因为他没有钱买圣经。
I was surprised because they don't have money about $20-$30, so they cannot buy the Bible.
那我很惊讶，因为是当地因为一本圣经才二三十块。
And actually, she received the Holy Spirit during the meeting. Actually, she's the one.
那这位妇人在讲习会中也得到了圣灵。
So I asked the church leader to ask the Bible for her.
那所以我请求教会的负责人为这位女士买一本圣经。
For me, just $20-$30 is it was not a big deal at that time. It was not a big deal.
US dollars.
No, because I just pay for the Bible for her.
所以对我来讲，二三十块并不是一件大事。
And then she asked, she got the Bible, and then she actually shedding the tears out of her eyes.
所以这位女士收到这一本圣经之后，她的眼中充满了泪水。
Because she has the first Bible in her life. She is over at that time over 40s.
那这位女士已经超过40岁，但是这是她一生中第一次拥有一本圣经。
In her life, that was the first Bible, she says.
她说那是她一生中第一次得到一本圣经。
So I just naive, just simply I said, oh, you don't have it. I just buy it for her. That makes her life a very, very precious gift. I can tell that.
所以我只是随便问她有没有圣经，帮她买一本。可是对她来说，这是她生命中非常宝贵的礼物。
And we understand the gift is precious.
我们也知道礼物是珍贵的。
That we all, you and I, we receive the word of God.
你和我，我们都得到了神的话。
Especially the Bible that we can access now, this 21st century.
我们在二十一世纪，的中可以很容易的得到这本圣经。
So here, Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 14. The Paul mentioned about that, Continue in the things you have learned and become convinced of. This comes from the Word of God. Did they learn the Word of God?
所以提摩太后书第三章十四节勉励我们要继续学习圣经。
And we can cherish the Word of God in our life.
那我们在生命中也要珍惜神的话。
Because God gave us this Word.
因为神赐给我们他的话。
Gave us a faith through the Scriptures.
那神透过圣经给我们信心。
No, we know because we can.Well, church, we can continue to ask the, all the brothers and sisters read the Bible every day. We can meditate the Word of God.
那教会请求弟兄姐妹每天都要阅读圣经，吸收神的话。
And this is the scriptures, to help the worker, the Timothy, like a spiritual sons of Apostle Paul, to be let him to be the vessel to work for the Lord.
我们学习的圣经跟当时提摩太还有使徒保罗学习的圣经一样，都让他们能够成为神的器皿。
I hope we can cherish the word of God, we can learn from the Bible, and that we can equip ourselves. The verse 17 says, "You may be adequate, equipped for every good work."
我们如果珍惜圣经，学习神的话，就可以像十七节这样，叫属神的人得以完全预备，行各样的善事。
The most precious, this sacred writing is giving us.Of the salvation.
那这个神的话最重要的地方就是给我们永生。
Verse 15 says the lead to the salvation through faith, which is in Christ, but this give us wisdom of through the scripture.
所以十五节告诉我们，这圣经能使你因信基督耶稣有得救的智慧。
During the time of Jesus, at that time the religious leader.They could access all the scriptures.
在耶稣的时代，宗教领袖都有办法，阅读当时的圣经。
The so-called elite group, which is they are the one educated, they are the one who read the Bible. They can access the scripture, the scroll down.
那这些宗教领袖都有受过教育，有办法阅读神的话。
Now many of the Pharisees, many of the scribes, and also those the priests, the peoples.They know the Bible very well at that time.
祭司还有法利赛人，他们对圣经非常的了解。
It is noticeable when the wise men from the east they came from east. They follow the stars.
所以东方的智慧人来拜见耶稣的时候。
At that time they came to Jerusalem and then they want to.Find out what's going on about this star.
他们跟随了一颗星星来到耶路撒冷。
Because they knew that about the king would be born in the land of Judea.
因为他们知道在犹大地会有一个国王出生。
So they are the group of these people. They read the scriptures. They understand.Which is surface wise, they understand the scriptures.
所以这一批人在表面上是了解圣经的。
But yet, they do not have enough wisdom to understand the scriptures.
但是他们并没有足够的智慧来了解圣经。
Because Jesus pointed out their problems.
因为耶稣指出了他们的问题。
Let's turn to the book of John, chapter 5.
我们请翻开约翰福音第五章。
John chapter 5.
约翰福音第五章。
John chapter 5 verse 39.
第五章第三十九节。
John chapter 5 verse 39 to 42.
第三十九到四十二节。
You search the scriptures because you think that in them you have eternal life.And it is this that bear witness of me, verse 40. That you are unwilling to come to me, that you may have a life, verse 41. I do not receive glory from men, verse 42. But I know you that you do not have the love of God in yourself. Jesus, you're dealing with the people, those religious leaders.
这是耶稣告诉宗教领袖的话。
They are just search the scriptures. They find out the salvation.
他们查考圣经，因为内中有永生。
Jesus admitted that they know that they have eternal life in the scriptures.
耶稣承认这些人知道圣经里面有永生。
But Jesus talked to them, It is this that bear witness of me.
耶稣也说这个圣经是为了他做见证的。
Since you're seeking the word of God for the eternal life, how come you don't know me, you don't understand me?
但是他问他们，为什么他们知道圣经里有永生而不肯到他那里来呢？
Because they read the Bible, yet there's not enough wisdom that lead them to the salvation.
这些文士、法利赛人，他们追求圣经，但是并没有足够的智慧。
But Jesus pointed out that because the love of God is not in yourself.
那耶稣说，这是因为他们心中没有神的爱。
Word of God is precious because it gives us wisdom, it enables us to lead our salvation.
神的话宝贵，因为他给我们智慧，让我们得到能够得救。
But we have to ask ourselves how much we have the love of God within us that we can dealing with the word of God.
但是我们也要思考自己心中有没有神的爱，能够接受神的话。
One sense, the Bible is not a kind of, you know, the book of entertainment in a sense.
那圣经不是一本让我们娱乐的书。
Bible sometimes a very I don't know, because it's sorry to say, but it's quite boring too.
那我很抱歉的说，圣经有时候是蛮无聊的。
Many people, they, you know, beginning of the year, start with the Genesis. Genesis is okay because a lot of stories.
那有些人年头的时候开始读创世纪，那创世纪还好，因为有很多故事。
Story about the creation, and what happened, the Noah's time.What happened to Abraham and Isaac and Jacob and you know, Joseph?
有很多创世或是亚伯拉罕以撒的故事。
But actually, in order to understand the book of Genesis, we have to read the whole entire Bible, and then we can understand the actual book of Genesis into their deep meanings. Actually,
但是要真正了解创世纪，必须把整本圣经读完才可以。才可以了解创世纪深含的意思。
But story after story after that, that's okay. The book of Exodus also a quite good story.
那出埃及记也有很多很好的故事。
Once coming into Leviticus, it's different.
但是利未记开始就不一样了。
But it's a lot of the law and about the about priest and then a lot of the feast.All different things, it seems quite complicated.
那好像有很多有法，很多有关法律、祭司，还有很复杂的事情。
And then we losing the interest about the reading the Bible now.
那我们就开始对读圣经没有那么大的兴趣。
So actually, the reading the Bible, and you know, I don't say that you can read the Bible within 1 year.
我不是说一年之内不可以把圣经读完。
I find out that reading the Bible 1 year is sometimes too much. I learned that.
那但是我所发现的就是一年之内读完圣经好像有一点太快。
I know that some of church they keep on pushing to the read Bible. That's the best actually.
那有些教会一直鼓励大家读圣经。
But I can tell it's not that easy. It's not that simple.
但是我知道这不容易。
But when we can come into our mind and soul, coming into to the scripture to read the Bible,
我们必须要静下心来，能够进入圣经。
Spirit of God have to help us.
那我们要这样的话，神的灵必须帮助我们。
If without the Spirit of God to help us to understand the scripture,
如果没有神的灵帮我们了解圣经
，the Bible is it seems like a way distance from us.
圣经好像就会离我们很遥远。
I hope we can come to God to read the Bible because the Bible is a precious.
我希望大家都能够来到神面前读圣经，因为圣经非常宝贵。
We can continue to ask God to help understanding of scriptures that eventually we can we can the Spirit of God lead us into the truth.
如果我们继续求神，让我们了解圣经，那神会引领我们到真理里面。
As we read in the book of John, chapter 5, that it gives us eternal life.
那约翰福音第五章这里告诉我们，圣经会给我们永生。
But what is the most important thing is in our life, in the wild course of your life, you know, you are maybe 20, 30, 40, 50, 60s in your life, 70s.
但是我们在20, 30, 40, 50, 60, 70岁的时候，最重要的是什么呢？
Most important thing is salvation.
最重要的就是得救。
Somebody have to help us to find out the way to lead us into the salvation.
必须要有人帮助我们找到得救的道路。
Of course, when we are in an age like 20, 30s, it seems like a life we can handle our life. It seems like we are very capable, we are very smart enough, we are very intellectual minds. It seems like we are very person that we can handle our life with all that.
那我们在二三十岁的时候会感觉到自己很有办法能够调理自己的生活。
But ultimately, you think about it, where are we heading to in our life?
但是我们要想想看，我们的生命是往哪个方向去呢？
Ultimately, we are heading to our death, actually.
其实上我们都是迈向死，我们走在迈向死亡的道路。
Yeah, within the course of our life, we can be very, you know,powerful person. We can be very knowledgeable person. We can be very considered. We are very rich person in this world.
我们在活着的时候，也许会让人觉得很有智慧，或是很有权力。
But if we have obtained of the accomplish of this, you know, this kind of a goal to we achieve, we're holding upon there for the everlasting life. Maybe there's some of a meaning then.
但是在永生的在永恒中，这些头衔对我们来讲也不是。
But once you go up to the high position, then one day you have to step down.
也是短暂的，因为我们一旦到了高峰，就必须要往下降。
The one day you get the fortune that you have money in your life, then you cannot have all the time.
我们如果得到了很大的财富，就会少去自己的时间。
Some people they have a material, but they cannot access, they cannot enjoy with their material too.
有人有很多有人很富有的人，并不一定能够享受他们的财富。
But end up we have to depart from this world.
但是到最后，我们都必须离开这个世界。
Death is the one that we are facing actually closer and closer, seriously.
那我们就步步的迈向死亡。
Bible gives us this information.
那圣经给我们这些知识。
Because the information giving us the Genesis chapter 3 mentioned about that we all the mankind commit sin against God, that we came from the dust, that we go back to dust.
那在创世纪第三章那里就告诉我们，人是从尘土而来，也会回归尘土。
Give us the information. This is our life.
那圣经给我们这个知识，提醒我们，我们的生命就是如此。
And also the scripture giving us information about the sin, about what we have now.
那圣经也告诉我们什么是罪，那我们现在拥有的是什么。
Of course, we don't know the sin, then we are very ignoring about the sin, then we don't have any feelings, one sense.
如果我们不了解什么是罪，我们对罪就不会敏感。
But once getting close to death,
但是我们离死亡越近，
we can feel the insecure. What if I die? Where I'm going?
我们会感到不安，会思考我们走的时候，我们死去的时候会往哪里去？
Some people they say we have a sin, so we are heading to the final destiny as the judgment of God.
那有些人他们会觉得自己有罪，所以即将要受到神的审判。
If you don't have any information,
如果我们没有这样的知识，
you don't know about the way and the salvation, you are insecure.
我们如果不了解得救的道路，那我们就不会平安。
Bible clearly telling us about the sin, about what we have now.
圣经清楚地告诉我们什么是罪，那我们有什么样的罪。
Listen to the book of Romans chapter 5.
我们请翻开罗马书第五章。
Romans chapter 5, verse 12.
罗马书第五章第十二节。
Romans chapter 5, verse 12. Therefore, just as through one man sin entered into the world, and the death through sin, so death is spread to all men because of all sinned. Here the word of God says, therefore, just through one man. Talk about the Adam, that the sin entered into the world, death through the sin.
十二节这里告诉我们，罪是从一个人入了世界，死又是从罪来的。
Actually, God designed us our life at the beginning. He let us the life have eternally.
神原本是希望我们能够得到永生。
But this death is came to us because of the sin.
但是死因为罪而临到我们。
Bible give us this information about the sin very seriously.
所以圣经告诉我们有关罪的讯息。
The Bible talk about the story about the Noah's time.
那这是很严重的。那在圣经也提到挪亚的时代。
Why during the time of Noah? It's thousands of years ago, of course.
挪亚的时代是几千年前。
Why at that time the most of the people, all the living creatures, all perished at that time?
为什么当时有生气的人的活物全部灭亡了呢？
Bible clearly tells us in the Genesis chapter 6 mentioned because of their sin.
那创世纪清楚的告诉我们，因为这是他们的罪。
Sin destroyed our life.
罪毁灭了这些生命。
The Roman chapter 9 mentioned about the every man died.
那罗马书第九章也告诉我们，人人必死。
I'm sorry. Hebrew chapter 9.
对不起，是希伯来书第九章。
Hebrews chapter 9, verse 27.
希伯来书第九章第二十七节。
The chapter 9, verse 27 say, 9:27, inasmuch as it is appointed for man to die because of our sin.
二十七节告诉我们，按着定命，人人都有一死。
Then after that comes a judgment.
死后且有审判。
This is the information giving us from the scriptures.
那这是圣经给我们的知识。
We cannot live this world eternally.
我们没有办法永远活在这个世界上。
It is given for one day we have to die.
因为有一天我们必须死。
Now some people they understand those who like we can call that they're.There's some inspiration as a flesh-wise. They're seeking something eternal.
那有些人他们知道自己在追求有关永恒的一个道路。
Yeah, during the time of Apostle Paul, when he have the missionary trip to foreign country,
那使徒保罗的时代，他有到各国去传教。
Many people they are seeking for God.
他发现很多人在寻找神。
This is ancient time.
这是古时候的事。
2,000 years ago.
这是两千年之前的事。
They do not have a clear knowledge about God at that time.
那时候很多人对神没有很清楚的认识。
So at that time, Paul visited there.
所以那时候，保罗他去拜访了一个城市。
And then he find out there's inscriptions, the mention about the to an unknown God.
所以他到了雅典这个城市，发现有一个牌位是给还未认识的神。
They want to know God.
因为这些人想要认识神。
But that they cannot find out the true God.
但是他们没有办法去了解真神。
It was a blessing that Paul arranged there to visit there to explain about the true God in the scriptures.
所以神派保罗到雅典去为大家解释。
And then people, those who understand, they come to God.
那些了解的人就亲近了神。
You have to think about the seriously about the life.
所以我们要很专心的我们要很诚心的思考自己的生命。
Bible is a came from God.
因为神的话，圣经是从神而来。
And also inspiration by the God, we have to know that.
圣经是神所默示的。
So the we read the Second Timothy chapter 3.
所以我们看提摩太后书第三章。
Verse 16, Paul clearly mentioned that all scriptures are inspired by God.
所以提摩太第后书第三章
Second Timothy chapter 3 verse 16 Paul said all scriptures is inspired by God
这里说圣经都是神所默示的。
We have to seeking for the most precious gift is came from, is supposed to be come from, comes from God.
我们所寻求这最宝贵的礼物就是从神而来。
Especially this word of God that inspired by God.
尤其是圣经，也就是神所默示的
话。Bible give us all the knowledge about the beginning of our creations, his the way of our life, where we came from. Everything is there.
圣经会教导我们有所有有关我们的知识，人是从何而来，那我们要去哪里。
And also the word of God is special because of this word of God is not a humans writing out of their soul.
那神的话也不是人的手所写的，而是神。
It came from God.
而是从神而来。
It give us enough to inspire us to understand the God.
那圣经也会教导我们去了解神。
I hope you can come to the Lord. You can receive this gift in your life.
希望大家都能够亲近神，得到这个礼物。
Hope you can experience of this word of God by the helping of the Holy Spirit.
Yeah, 然后透过神的圣灵而亲自体验神的话。
Word of God can work within you.
那神的话会在我们的心中动工。
So change your life.
来改变我们的生命。
Now listen to Hebrews chapter 4.
我们请翻开希伯来书第四章。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12.
第十二节。
Hebrews chapter 4 verse 12.
希伯来书第四章第十二节。
For the word of God is a living and accurate and sharp and sharper than any two-edged sword.And piercing as far as the division of soul and spirit, of both the joint and marrow, and able to judge the thoughts and intentions of the heart. And the writers of the Hebrew mentioned the word of God is a living and accurate and sharper than two-edged sword.
希伯来书的作者说，神的话是活泼的，是有功效的，比一切两刃的剑更快。
The word of God is not just only just the word itself, but it's God is within there.
神的话并不只是话，而神的灵也在里面。
Word of God can enable, because able to move your heart.
神的话，神的道可以感动我们的心。
So that you can seeking the truth and of salvation.
所以感动我们去寻求永生。
But this is a true story in Japan.
那这是在日本有一个真实的故事。
This man's life is like a thief, you know, which is always intruding the people's house and stealing something and selling to selling and the market and then he survive.
所以有一个在日本有一个小偷。
He's not educated and he does his way to get the money quickly and as possible.
他没有受过教育，所以他是偷别人的东西。而过生活。
The one day he break it into the house and he stole all the things inside and then also he happened to pick up the Bible also put it in the you know bag and then run away.
那有一次他在一间房子里偷东西，也偷到了一本圣经。
But he saw the all the rest of them, but somehow he couldn't saw the Bible, but he just want to keep it.
那他偷到的东西，几乎全部都卖掉了，但是圣经没有办法卖。
And one day he just start to read, you know, just out of curiosity, it's some just here read and they do read. He read the scripture.
那有一天他因为好奇，所以就翻开圣经开始阅读。
But one day he opened the Bible and the book of Ephesians chapter 4.
那他有一天翻开到以弗所书第四章。
But this is a true story actually. This I read article by Ephesians chapter 4.
那在以弗所书第四章。
Verse 28.
第二十八节。
Let him who stealed and steal no longer. And verse 20, it says, let him who stealed and steal no longer.
28节这里说从前偷窃的不要再偷
And rather let him labor and performing with his own hands with his good in order that he may have something to share with him who has a need
总要劳力亲手做正经事就可有余分给那缺少的人
I think for us it's not a big deal for these verses We are not a thief anyway
对我们来讲这一节并没有什么大很重要的意思
But for him, once he just happened to read and he clicked these scriptures in his mind when he read it.
但是这个小偷读了这一个经节之后，就深受感动。
He realized his life out of the scripture.
他发现这个圣经在描述的就是他的生命。
What his life is have done is a great wrong to the people.
那他发现他在生命中所做的事对其他人很不好。
He changed his life.
所以他就改变了自己的生活
Let him who steals steal no longer
他就不再偷窃
So he quit the stealing
所以他就不再当小偷
And become a good person
也成为一个好人
This is the power of the word of God
这就是神的话的力量
If we are Christian Already we become a Christian
如果我们已经是基督徒
Why we have to meditate the word of God?
我们为什么要继续的去阅读学习神的话呢?
Once we read the Bible and meditate the word of God,
我们一旦读了圣经，思考神的话,
it supply us out of the word of God, the wisdom of God into our life.
神的话会在我们的生命中给我们智慧.
Life, we need the wisdom of God.
因为在生活中我们
We are facing over many difficulties, many challenges we are facing in our daily life.
我们在日常生活中面对了许许多多的困难。
We have to dealing with all these kind of life issue matters about our life.
那我们每天都在面对这些困难。
Without the true wisdom,
如果我们没有真正的智慧,
we might lose everything.
我们也许会失去一切
But with the wisdom of God, we gain everything
但是如果有了神的智慧,我们可以得到一切
Jesus talked about the rich man's and the Lazarus story
耶稣告诉我们富人还有拉撒路的故事
This rich man, he actually gained everything when his life in this world
这个财主在世界上得到了所有的
But when he died, he knew that he lost everything
但是他去世的时候,他发现他失去了一切
But Lazarus, he doesn't have anything in his hands
那拉撒路在活着的时候,什么都没有
Not even his own way to feeding himself, even a daily meal
他甚至没有办法每天吃得饱足
He died one day
但是有一天他死去了
He find out he gained everything
他发现他得到了全部的
This is the wisdom of God
那这就是神的智慧
Maybe we think we gain everything in this world
也许我们相信我们在世界上全部都得到了
But Solomon mentioned that in this world he gained everything materially but end up he confessed there's a vanity
但是所罗门王他也承认他虽然在活着的时候得到所有的但是在最后都是虚空。Because
God is not with him.
因为神没有与他同在。
Such a wise man, yet he couldn't gain the God in his life.
他是一个非常有智慧的人但是在生命中也没有得到神。
The Psalm chapter 119 said, The word is the lamp to my feet.
那诗篇119篇告诉我们, 神的话是我们的灯
And a light to my path
是脚前的灯路上的光
Word of God is precious
所以神的话是非常珍贵的
If your life is in a stage of struggling now
如果我们在生命中有挣扎
Maybe you don't know what to do
我们也许不知道要怎么办
Or one of you maybe you're struggling about you know this insecure about life about your job and your secure you know all your you know your business, whatever in the situation.
我们也许在我们的工作上有一些困难。
And you can think about the life is insecure, coming things in your life. You can think about it. What is the best way you can solve your problem?
那如果生命中觉得没有平安，那我们要怎么解决这些问题呢？
I encourage you to go back to the Word of God.
我勉励大家回到圣经。
These inspiration of God give us wisdom.
因为神的智慧会教导我们。
Helping us life molded us to be enough to enter the kingdom of heaven.
他会在生活上帮助我们，也塑造我们能够进入神的国。
None of things in this world give us this salvation.
世界上没有任何东西可以给我们永生。
Maybe in this world, the knowledge give us to find out the way of a millionaire. Maybe.
也许世界上的智慧可以教导我们怎么变为财主。
But even cannot guarantee to us.
但是这个世界上的智慧没有办法给我们保障。
None of the knowledge in this world give us a salvation.
世界上的智慧没有办法给我们永生。
Only the word of God.
只有神的话才可以。
Hopefully you can come to the Lord. Hopefully you can come to the word of God.
希望我们能够来到神面前，来到神的话中。
You can receive the word of God as a gift from God.
那我们可以从神那里得到神的话，也成为我们最宝贵的礼物。
So that you find out the true salvation.
所以我们才可以得到真正的救恩。
And also your life to all the issue to be solved by the word of God.
那我们生命中的全部的困难都可以被神的话解决。
Bible telling us God is everything.
那圣经告诉我们，神是掌管所有的。
Bible give us understanding that we came from God.
那圣经也告诉我们，我们是从神而来。
And also, you have to go back to God.
我们有一天也会归回于神。
This is the natural way of the God design us.
这是神所创造我们的一个方式。
But always our flesh to be the become obstacles.
但是我们的肉体，都会我们的肉体要带给我们麻烦。
Never yourself to be the boss yourself, but come to the word of God. Let the Bible, the word of God, become a boss of your life.
所以我们不能因为我们的肉体而骄傲，而是应该以神为傲。
Surely you receive the true treasures you find out of the word of God.
那我们从神的话中也可以得到真正的
宝贝。Let's sing him 65.
我们请唱诗65首。